You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Dark House Systems, the best computer systems in the world. Use the code 2MORDOR and get twice the RAM and help the podcast out quite a bit. They're good guys, located in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Thank you. And just all around nice. I mean, they make good stuff. So do that if you can. And if not, well, that's fine too. All right. So, my name is Merrick, and you're listening to Casual Stroll to Mordor, a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. And what did you do this week, Golden Star?
I am Golden Star. This is episode 180. Did we say that?
Nope.
It's 180. It's a pretty big number, so I'm pretty proud of it. This week, Golden Star, she hit level 85.
Congratulations.
Woo, 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 woo. I'm doing a happy dance. Nobody can see it, but trust me, I'm doing a happy dance.
I'm going to turn on the webcam and they can see you.
No, that's okay. nobody actually wants to see my happy dance. Whatever they're picturing in their head is fine. So I actually went, I made it to Highbold. I did the intro quest where you're supposed to like run around and like introduce yourself to all the areas.
Okay.
And then I logged out. I haven't done it anymore. I honestly wasn't planning on doing a whole lot. Like, I would do the quest once or twice and then be done. Like, I'm not big on the whole idea of, let's do 44 days of the same stupid quest. That sounds the most anti-Golden Star thing I've ever heard of. I don't like doing things like that. You heard how much I complained about the 120 I had to do for the Yule Festival. So, I wasn't really planning on messing with it, but Morrel in our kinship says she has secret plans for me, which involves me doing Hype Bowl dailies and getting armor and generally not being the usual sucky minstrel that I am. She didn't put it that way. I'm paraphrasing. So she told me her plans. They're super secret, awesome plans. I don't know if they're secret. I'm just making them secret now because it makes it more exciting. Super secret, awesome plans that involve me, and I'm totally going to put forth an effort. I'm doing it for you, Mo. I'm doing it for you. Anyway. So level 85. Feels like 75 because I'm not doing anything with it. But I made it. So, dumb time this week. We're missing Dummy Dumb. He had some sort of lame excuse, like he moved to Colorado, didn't have his computer hooked up or something. I don't know. Psh. Whatever. Anyway, Dummy Dumb moved to Colorado, so he was excused for the evening. We did some tier 2 skirmishes. We picked up a Kinney champion, whom I don't remember the name of. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. He was great and did his job without us having to explain anything, and pretty much was the opposite of dumb, which was questionable, but we accepted it. Anyway, he was excellent. He joined us. We did the what we call the Evil Goat Dungeon skirmish. Others might call that Storm of the Methedras or Method something like that. We call it the Evil Goat Dungeon because it's got those evil dark goats in it. We did really good. And Hoppy sent out an email that summed it up this way. We had one bad pull where somebody's little buddy pulled a lieutenant and the encounter found us and a counter attack joined in and it was crazy. We had enough healing and tanking to keep us alive, but our DPS couldn't make a dent until our champion was able to pull one of the three bad dudes out of the group, separate him from the rest of us, and we could kill it down. And it was also something weird because there was three, like there was the encounter, there was a lieutenant, and then there was like something else. I forget, like a counterattack dude. And somebody was healing. So we were like trying our hardest to kill this one dude, and then something would happen and would heal. And we could never figure out what the heal was coming from, and like the separation finally helped and we were able to kill one, and once we got one down we were fine, but it was irritating. So other than that, I think we did thievery and mischief. It's been a long time since I did that one, and but we used like the instance join finder thing so we could get the extra bonuses from grouping up, and we just picked random, you know, give us a random one. So it was fun.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. I leveled up to 80. I'm going through the Norcrofts right now, my champion, and mastered Eastonment tier of cooking. Did a lot of cooking this week.
He was a cooking fool.
Oh, and farming. I guess that just kind of goes.
And the thing is, too, is like everybody, we're talking about you, me beating you to 85.
Right.
While you were on, I think, Roybo, your cook.
Yep.
And then you logged off. And I think it was Ebo in game who was like, oh, man, we're talking about him the whole time. And he's not even, and he was there. We didn't even notice. And I'm like, he wasn't reading.
Not on that character, no.
I'm like, don't worry. If he was on Roybo, he was auto-crafting something.
Probably. I mean, I made like over 2,000 turnips, I think. And
he's a turnip master.
Yeah. And I also did rye and cherries and just made a whole bunch of different stuff. I used a lot of money. I also went like two complete levels on that character, like 53 to 55. Mid 53 to mid 55.
So all you have to do to get two levels is to craft 2,000 turnips.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff. I did a lot of stuff.
That should be some sort of deed. 2,000 turnips.
But I was kind of driven to do it so I could get the all-in-one tools for that guy. Yeah, it's...
I can't believe you didn't buy them. You don't want to buy them, buy the cool ones that are in the store right now?
I didn't see what the stats were for the critical and speed reduction, so no.
I wouldn't be able to tell you that even if I did look at it, so...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's any stats on them other than they can just do everything. If somebody can explain that, I would more than be happy to do it. Otherwise, I didn't know. Plus, I had it, and I wouldn't mind getting rid of all my mithril flakes and everything. So I don't have them anymore.
I think I have like 8.
I have like 20-something, but yeah, I'll take them. It took me 2 tries to crit that. I had 2 of those single uses, Yeoman. And it took me, even at like 60-something percent crit chance, it took me 2 tries to do it, which I guess makes sense because it's like 60-something percent. But yeah, that's what I did. And then I did the first tier of weapon crafting for Eastonment. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you were telling me that this week and I was like, do you want to know how good my scholar crafting is going?
Yeah, I know you haven't done anything.
I haven't done nothing.
I also got to test out a lot of the rapid crafting boost, which I've done before, and the scroll of greater craft acceleration too, since they were on sale.
That was last week's sale.
Right. Yeah, they were on last week's sale. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'll have something on that in the future. Next week's Store Explorer. That's what it's going to be about. Explorer. But yeah,
it sounds like he needs a song.
The banner was enough. I did the banner. That's fine.
He needs an Indiana Jones song.
No. He doesn't. Explorer. What he does need is Town Crier, though. Cha-cha.
And now, the Town Crier.
All right, in official news, I have 1 developer bite I was able to pull out, and it might not even be that much of a news, but RockX is going through the drop rate for rare and incomparable pieces, and it's being adjusted between Tier 1 and Tier 2 for all the Erebor and Mirkwood instances. So, you know, he's not going to say that it's guaranteed that you're going to get a good drop, but the odds should increase for the normal group. And then he's also looking at, like, challenge quests, getting more stuff out of the challenge quest boxes and things like that as well. So I think some people are complaining. No word yet on if or how the raid set is going to be boosted over the Heightbold armor, but that's also in discussion, and all that stuff will be discussed more as Update 10 draws closer, which we have no date or information of.
It's still early January. They said February for it. It could be February 28th.
We'll see. But other than that, there's just nothing going on. I mean, at least there's nothing being talked about, I should say. Other than store stuff, plenty of that stuff. Yeah. Plenty of that's being talked about.
Well, I think everybody is aware now of the store sale thing that they tried this week where they put up no store sales and they just said get in game. I had a developer of my own from Quartermaster U saying that they got all our feedback and the store posting will be reverted to its normal state next week. Well, it says next week the store will be back as usual. That's a quote. That's what he says. What is interesting is that the reason that, well, I don't even know if they believe this or not. I don't know how they could believe this, but the explanation they gave for this experiment was they wanted to try something different to be less in your face about the weekly sales, as, you know, us customers have been asking.
Yeah.
Do they really think that we thought that a page dedicated to store sale listings was in our face? I think that even they realized that it was the in-game stuff that we were talking about. I'm honestly not that... People are complaining about the in-store buttons. I am apparently just ignoring them. I have no problem with what's in-game right now. Am I missing something obvious?
I don't like the quest log ones. I wish I could turn those off.
The quest to NPC
ones. Yeah, the quest to NPC ones. I wish I could turn them off because they're always there. There's
a tiny little silver button.
It's still there.
It's the tiniest button.
Yes, it is, but it's one smaller step forward into having more buttons. There's already a big button on the bottom right-hand corner that says the Lotro Store, which I'm okay with because not everybody uses keyboard commands, so that's all right. But it's just one more step forward into having more icons on the screen. In my opinion. It's just one small... It's one small step for the store, one giant mess coming in the future.
I don't even possibly care. It's a tiny little silver thing, and I have actually used it. I like it. I like the quest to NPC, or whatever it's called.
You've used it?
Uh-huh. Well, we got free writs this week.
I haven't paid attention to that.
So anyway... that was my only developer bite. We'll talk more about the store stuff later on when we get to my article. Store sales this week.
Now, on to your article.
No, this is not my article. This is the actual sales as we could find it. Katani helped me out a lot searching through the store with various alts and levels, and I created a free account, and we tried to find all the store sales. So hopefully we didn't miss any because there wasn't a store sale listing, as you know. So... we did our best.
Yeah.
Clothing, cloaks, and accessories are 20% off this week. Just the caveat with those is make sure it's not something that you can easily get in game. Like, head into town, find an outfitter, see what they have first, because some of the stuff is like the same stuff you can get in game for like 15 silver. Like, honestly. It's the cheapest stuff, and they're selling it for like $1.50. So
I think they should take those out of the game or out of the store. I think
it's mostly, I believe, if I'm remembering, it's mostly like shoes and shoulder pieces.
They just should pop it out. I know there's people who are like, I don't want to go.
Some people are just like, whatever, I'll just buy it, and that's fine. I'm okay with you just buying it. I'm not throwing it. I'm just trying to make you an informed purchaser so that you know that there are options before you purchase, instead of like 2 weeks later going to an outfitter and being like, gosh darn it. anyway, so there's that. Their shared wardrobe. Woo! Shared wardrobe!
I actually took advantage of that.
20% off for shared wardrobe. I'm so excited. And there's now up to 140 slots since Rohan. And VIPs can buy it now. Even though they reverted it and we didn't get it for free.
Right. Well, I took advantage of it because I know I'll use it.
I know I'll
use it. Even though... no, I'm not going to be negative. Go on.
Even though what? Say it.
Even though I'm not hot on any of the... Actually, I don't mind the Norcroft armor I've seen that I can get with the silver tokens in Rohan. So I'll probably get those. But even though my...
It's a big difference between...
My wardrobe isn't overflowing like it was with Isengard.
Yeah, it was a big difference between the... cosmetics that we got from Isengard and the cosmetics in Rohan, obviously. I am not.
Which is a mixed blessing. I mean, in the one case, it's like, you don't have all these, I'm not carrying around all this stuff because I don't have like a babillion things I want to put in my wardrobe. Yeah. So, which actually may, I'm not saying it was on purpose, but carrying all those additional items does cause a lot of server strain. So that's better too. So I'm trying to spin positive here.
Okay. Is that true? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. The more physical items that are in the world, the more strain it puts on the server. So that's one of the reasons why the barter wallet was such a boon to them, because now it's just a number. It's not actual physical item in the game for all those tokens.
How do you know these things?
I talk to people.
I think he's making it up.
No, that's actually true. That's actually true.
Anyway, cosmetic outfit slots are on sale. These are for your characters. You can have it up to, what is it, 7, I think? 7 outfit slots? I don't know.
Didn't they upgrade them? Didn't they release a bunch?
I don't know. I have 4, and I know I could get more, but I don't know how many more. Anyway, there's a bunch.
I bought one of those, too, today.
So if you have, if you want some more, there are 20% off this week. And now, there's a bunch of Mounted Combat stuff for sale, too, which was interesting. Mounted Combat trait trees are on sale this week. If you are a free or premium player, you only get the medium war steed included with, you know, Mounted Combat. Because everybody can do Mounted Combat. You don't need Rohan for Mounted Combat, right?
Right.
Or at least you can get your war steed or something because it's part of the epic. I don't remember. Anyway, medium is the only one that's free. You have to pay to get the light steed or the heavy steed. And right now, those two trait trees are on sale separately, of course, but they are account-wide unlocked. So you buy the light and all your characters can have a light steed. You buy the heavy and all your characters can get the light steed. Or the heavy steed. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, they are 20% off this week. This is the first time I've seen a sale on these, and that's why I'm making a big deal about it, because if you are a free or premium person who owns Rohan and has your war steed, is running around but only has access to the medium, you might want to pick up one of the other ones and try it, because more options is more or better.
Yeah, DPS definitely roll with the light one. It makes a big difference.
Mounted Combat trait specs are also on sale. So these are the options that you get to. And you can unlock more that allows you to set your traits for your horse, for your war steed, for your mounted combat. And so you can set several so you can swap through them, you know, quickly. I talk with Katani about this because I just hit 85. I don't know what the crap I'm doing. And she says it's kind of a meh. If you want to, nobody's going to, you know, come and burn your house down or anything. But she says that the two that you get there is pretty adequate. You also can reset. Like if you decided to switch trait sets, you can actually go and respec and pay in-game gold to respec too. So it's not super necessary. It may depend on how much you love Mounted Combat and how many, you know, options you want available to you.
If they ever do a Mounted Combat dungeon or raid, I could see these being a lot more required, or maybe
you can't require people,
not required, but more desirable. That's what I was looking for, because that way you could switch. Like,
well, you
could
get go from two.
Right, I know you could switch, but like you could switch between different ones just depending. I mean,
how many possible trait sets out there? There's only 3 trees,
obviously 7.
There's 7. No more. There's no 8.
No. 8's just too many.
8 is right out.
8's silly, ridiculous, too many.
And finally, I think this is finally. Yes, finally, we have Warsteed cosmetic outfit slots. So like how your character can have several outfit slots to dress up in, your Warsteed can have up to 7 outfit slots, and you get 2, I believe. At least I have 2. I don't think I've ever bought another one. And you can buy extra ones just the same as like your character outfits last. So this allows you more pink ponies, in my case, for Baby Hobbit to play with. And that's all we could find. So if you found anything else, let me know.
Right. Well, I gotta say I'm kind of torn on the Warsteed cosmetics. Really not hot on any of the ones that I have right now. Like,
well, I think the big problem is that I would maybe buy more you know, cosmetic outfit slots, if I had cosmetics worth a darn, if I actually wanted to make, so I don't own enough Warsteed cosmetic items for me to care.
No. I think having one is all right. I have one that I really like on my champion. And the other ones that I've gotten so far, I'm like, eh, it's all right. Don't really want it. Don't need to switch between the two of them. The trait spec, I'm kind of torn on. I could see doing three with the champion. Having a tank, a DPS, and then an AoE, kind of. I don't know. I don't play that much, so I don't. What am I talking about? Okay, and store, there are some store exclusive horses, but none of them are on sale, so I'm not buying any of them.
Oh yeah, they're not on sale. I put them in the listing just because.
They're not listing which ones are actually being sold.
Yeah, I don't know if they're reverting that. I would hope so, but they're not reverting. They switched the store exclusive listing on their site to just a listing of all the horses they have available. They don't list like these are ones are in. They used to be like these are available and these are stapled is what they used to do, and right now it's just a listing of all the store exclusive sleeves steeds they've ever made,
right?
And not what's in the store. So I looked to see what was in the store and made a list of that for you guys. And the Lossoth steed, I think, might be a mistake. I don't think that's a store exclusive steed. It's available. I want to say that's like the Lossoth reputation mount, but
yeah,
I don't
know. It's the four. Yeah, it's the one.
But I got mine from the anniversary festival from the envelope. But mine was a 68 speed. I don't know. This would probably be an excellent Katani question.
All right.
But I did not ask her.
All right. In CSTM news, you wrote an article on alternate Warsteed controls.
Yes. It was a button I found and checked, and I played with it for a little over a week, I think, before I wrote this article, just so that I would not be like, I tried and didn't like it, the end. but what this button it's in the combat settings, and it's the only mounted combat option that allows you to, what's it called? Warsteed auto slowdown. So what it is like if I'm holding down my W key or my up arrow and I'm running and I let go, I stop. I slow and then stop. It's more like how a travel mount works.
Right.
So I would, and it's not, you don't stop on a dime. That's important. I fell off a cliff. So I'm like, there's a cliff. And I let go and I kept walking until I fell. So it's, you don't stop on a dime like your travel mount, but the only a big thing I can think of is if you're playing a lot of low level alts that don't have a Warsteed and keep having to switch back and forth, having the horses kind of work the same might be easier for you. I'm guessing, maybe, you know what I mean? Like if they both stop when you stop pushing forward.
Right.
I don't mind it. I don't have a problem with it. I could still control the speed if I wanted to, like. The default is the insert key, or I could program something on my mouse to make me switch through the different speeds. But honestly, I don't. I gallop everywhere.
Right.
I don't walk anywhere. Yeah. I gallop everywhere. So I haven't done that. I haven't seen a need to make me do that. I'm still killing things just fine on my Warsteed. I'm sure there's plenty of people who saying I'm doing it wrong, but I don't think it's wrong. It's just different. It's a different. It's an option that Turbine put in that I'm utilizing. I may go back to the other way. It did take me several tries to get used to this because, you know, you're used to when you push down the Warsteed forward, it just starts running and keeps going at that speed until you stop. And when I first turned this on and I ran out to go fight something, I let go of the button and I just stopped and everything was hitting me. I'm like, oh my gosh. So it took me a little while to get used to it, but, it's just an option I found. I tried it. It's not bad. It's not horrible. It's out there if you want to look at it.
Okay. I wrote a Help the Hobbit with the help of, Oli of Has Powerful Friends Kinship on the Valya server, asking if he should use a two-handed club or play with sword and board and overpower. And we got some really good responses talking about the differences of them, how overpower has changed. A lot of people like using the shield just for the additional survivability, since overpower really kind of hurts your mitigations. And, I was really impressed with a lot of the things. And I was kind of surprised a couple of people saying that they don't even like running an overpower anymore. But I want to thank everybody who stepped in and gave some advice with, and that's Cad and Susan, Tito, Drog, Andy B, Smuglin, and Epi. Thank you for giving advice. I really appreciate it. And we also had a Facebook discussion as well. So.
I had it on Google Plus too, but only a couple of people really commented there.
Okay. So, yeah, thank you for commenting on that and adding to the site. We appreciate it.
If you have a Help the Hobbit question, you can email it to Merrick. Merrick at casualstrollmordor.com.
Yes, you can.
Merrick at casualstrollmordor.com.
And finally, in CSTM news, we had an article, Thoughts on the Lotro Store, which is our number one popular article right now.
Yeah. I tried to be very polite with this. Everybody kind of keeps telling me the same thing, but I understand they're experimenting, and I'm okay with them experimenting. This is just my opinions about their experiments, and I think that they basically suck. And it's okay. My opinion isn't wrong. It's my opinion. I'm okay with them experimenting with stuff. I'm okay with them trying new things. I'm even okay if it's just human error. I have that in my article, people. I know that it's a long article and a lot of people probably didn't read it and just decided to attack me. But it's in my article that it possibly is human error. It's possibly, a team of two people who said, I don't know, let's just try this. I'm not damning Turbine for this stuff. I'm just giving some feedback on what I think about what they've been doing lately, and I think it's crap.
Not surprisingly, I'm going to tend to agree. I really think that for some reason, whatever is going on here, the store, which is, I think the main key is that none of us expect the store to go away. We know it's here. They're free to play. We get that. We understand.
I don't have
that.
A problem with
that. And we know there's no problem.
Stuff.
There's no problem with that. We don't problem with that. The problem is that especially as a site that reports on Lotro and focuses on Lotro, when we see something that is a major focus of them, which is their sole reason for making money.
Well, it's not their sole reason. They sell expansions.
They sell expansions. But they're primary.
It's at least a major function of the revenue stream, right?
It seems to be that the communication with it has just faltered. And I don't know. Like we said, we don't know what happens because they don't say anything. They're not
going
to admit.
And they're not going to.
They're not
going to
tell us what happened. But they just decided to say, go look.
Well, that's just one part. My article, I don't know if you read it or not, but there's...
I did. I read the whole thing.
The first part is about their unannounced sales. Now, other stores try this kind of stuff, but still, those stores, like when you go to that store's site homepage, you're going to find a big banner that says 70% off of something.
Well, okay.
Even if they didn't like market it out, even if they didn't email it, push it to everywhere, you're going to see it when you come to their site. I understand from what I'm seeing, I think the main goal is they want people just randomly browsing the store.
You can't randomly browse the store.
That's
it's way too slow.
That's what they want, though. They have unannounced sales, so they want people just meandering through the store to find unannounced sales. They're purposely not listing sales on the site, so they want you to go through this. Everything seems to be pushing you to wanting you to do this, and we just don't want to do it. The store is not really
even okay
equipped to handle us doing that in any kind of efficient manner.
Even Newegg, which is a huge site, and Steam and things like that, I rarely find, this is me personally, find myself browsing. So if they want to get my attention with a sale or something, they need to have it in the front. They need to tell me about it. And other than that, I'm going to look for a specific type of item or a specific item in particular. And rarely am I like, you know what? I've got some time to kill on Newegg. I'm going to go look through all their mice.
Well, Well, and I think that the thing that the disconnect here is, like, certainly some people might just be browsing around on Amazon.com without purpose, and they think, well, that's pretty cool. Why can't they do that here? Because when we log into the game, we want to play. That is my free time. That is my fun time. That is my spare time. I am not logging in to buy your crap. I'm logging in to have fun. And if you have something in the store that's going to make my game time more efficient, more fun, or more pink, I will probably buy it. But the thing is that I'm not looking through your store to find, you know, this stuff. You have to tell me it's there.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I also got a tell-in game earlier this week about how, somebody has looked at Walmart and GameStop and Best Buy and other places where there are game cards, and they can't find any point cards anywhere.
Yeah, the point cards seem to be going away.
Well, I walked into GameStop, and around Christmas time, they had a big column that all it had was game cards from a bunch of different games. I walked in this year, and all I saw was like Steam cards and I think World of Warcraft time cards, which, by the way, you can get the Steam cards and then use that to buy points. Am I correct? I think I'm correct.
Yeah, so we were told that last week, I think.
Yeah, so I would say do that instead.
But you have to have the Steam client to do that, don't you?
Yeah, but that's free. I mean,
well, I'm just saying some people prefer not to play through Steam.
I don't know if you have to play through Steam. I don't know. I've never.
I cannot do
items.
It because my Steam is not. My Lotro was like an add-on, so my store is not going through Steam. Yours is because you are connected through. So you could probably do it, but I can't. I don't think.
I don't know what the disc. I'll have to investigate that. Maybe I can do an article on that.
Right.
Well, I'm throwing out ideas. I wrote an article last week. I need something for next month. Come on. All right. So the communication when it comes to the store and points is really just seems to be waning. And I think it's just a little mind boggling to us.
Well, and
at
if
this
their
point.
Goal is, like I said, to push us to the store, if their goal is to have unannounced sales so that we're browsing the store to pop new items and limited time items in and out of the store without telling us and to not post store sales, which they're reverting. I understand that. But if their goal is really to push us to browse the store, they have to improve their store.
They have to, like, dramatically improve the store.
It needs to function more like an Amazon.com.
Yeah, you can't say that it's running slow and be proud of it. You can't. Because if Amazon ran like Lotro, Amazon would have failed years ago.
I'm just saying it needs to operate like an online retailer store would.
Amazon would have a cow if they had the same performance as the Lotro store. They would have an absolute fit.
Yeah, it needs to function like that. It needs to have a proper search that works. I can put in the exact name of an item and have it not show up in the search results. It should show everything. This is a major thing, like where people are upset that, you know, like the change that they did this week where we had to go into the store. I had to log in low level characters, high level characters, a free player, just to try to find all the sales. If I could just see it, even if it was grayed out and says Golden Star, you're a VIP, you already own this, whatever it says, at least I know it's there, right? So, you know, showing everything might be a help so that, for example, in this sale, I could just log on Golden Star and see what's available instead of logging in my level 20 and my level 50 and my level 1. So it should kind of show everything. And if they really should, I mean, right now they have like a sales, current sales button, but it's just a listing of their random stuff. It's not categorized in any manner. I think that should be improved upon too, and almost mimic what the store sale looks like so that you can say, oh, cosmetics are on sale. I'll click on that and be taken to that category.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. So
those are my big suggestions for improvement on that. And that's just for the in-game store. Again, I don't hate Turbine. I don't hate the store. I want to buy stuff in the store, but I think that
it's frustrating when you're trying to write about the store and it doesn't work.
Well, and I'm not even, I'm trying to talk about, because not everybody has a fan site that they're trying to write articles for. I'm just, as a consumer, annoyed with trying to.
Right. What was one person who said in the feedback forum is like, yeah, just step by step. And it was like, he loads up the store. 3 minutes later, he gets a white screen, error, cannot connect. Then he loads it up again. 3 minutes later, he gets the same thing. Loads it up again. And he keeps on getting errors and errors and errors. And all he's trying to do is find out what the sale is
like
for that day.
Like he was told. one thing, though, you should go check out that feedback forum. One of the last things, I think it's on page 4. Somebody put in a tip to speed up the in-game store. It's connected to IE. And there's some setting that you can go in and turn off. And he says that it makes it work better. So you can try that.
I knew it was an overlay, but I didn't know it was directly connected to IE.
Yeah. So, you want me to find it real quick? That might be. Or you don't want me to?
No, well, maybe we can discuss it later. Oh, yeah, go ahead and find it. And that's fine. But yeah, I
got it right here.
Okay.
Go to Internet Explorer. Go to your settings. Go to the Internet options. Go to Connections tab. Go to your LAN settings. And uncheck Automatically Detect Settings. And that's it. That's Slurch from the forums gave that tip. And people are saying that it did help them. So it's something worth trying. And it's only IE. You have to have IE to do it. Because apparently it's tied to Microsoft IE somehow, the store is. Anyway. So that was my big heartfelt opinion post for the year, probably.
Yeah, right.
I was taking it seriously. I wasn't doing it to hurt or hate on Turbine or whatever. I was trying to give examples and just give my opinions as a consumer of why I don't think these things are working.
And now in more news on why LOTRO has ruined our lives.
That's not what I was trying to get into.
I'm kidding. This is a joke, people. It's a joke.
Turbine ruined my life because I wanted to dye my hat pink.
It is terrible.
I know.
Okay. All right. This week's poll. How do you get turbine points?
That was last week's poll. But
last week's poll. Whatever.
We have 1,188 voters on this poll, and 35% say that they get them through their VIP status. 29% that they say that they deed grind like crazy. So you're either a subscriber or you're deed grinding. That's crazy. For the most part, anyway. 20% say that they buy points when they're on sale. And I'm sure that everybody does that, not just like free or premium. It's just like everybody's. 11% say that they buy points when they need them, sale or not. 2% say other. Most of the others were like they get the bulk of theirs from like buying. You know, Riders of Rohan Legendary, they got 2,000. Buying the Mithril Edition, they get 2,000, that kind of thing. 2% say they don't use the LOTRO store. And 1% say that they ask for gift cards for the LOTRO store as gifts.
Okay. All right, this week's poll is, did you or someone you know return to playing Lord of the Rings Online because they saw the movie?
The Hobbit. In case you're not sure of what the movie is.
The movie.
The movie.
The only movie.
Pink Faye actually did this poll by himself. Thanks, Pink.
Thanks, Pink.
I was very excited to go into our drafts and find that. I was like, I'm totally using this. So the answers are only yes or no. So feel free to go and vote on that this week. And we'll report on the tally next week.
Where is other?
Other what? Is it yes or no?
Do you I know don't people understand.
Do you know people that joined or dumped you?
I don't understand. We'll have to go into Razor Glass. She's crying.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, we have another voicemail from Galnetdor.
Hi ho, Merrick, Golden Star, and the diminutive Hobbit. This is Captain Galnetdor, hailing from Friends of Frodo Villa. I'd be a great fan of your labor and follow with enjoyment your podcast as well as the official if it's self-proclaimed CSTM fan podcast, which I can report does exist, though you may know it by another name. My message this time is a response to an email you recently received from Brora of UK, asking about invisible mounts. Merrick answered the question, replying that invisible horses were but a bug and considered it no further. But I'm here to report that the nature of the bug was very different than you may expect. The bug was not the inclusion of the invisible steeds, which has been in Turbine's secret plans for a long while, but its too early release. Soon they will certainly correct this, but they have already tipped their hand, and those with a detective eye will spot hidden patterns pointing to a long-planned storyline to be fully explored at some later release, perhaps the gladdened fields and the battle for Gondor. You may excuse my long-windedness, but I feel I must lay down the hidden plot elements that have been revealed one by one. Back at the beginning of Volume 3, when we were all still innocent 65s, trying to aid the bumbling rangers, we watched as their errors led them from disaster to disaster, dead ends and suffering of great loss of life. But the greatest error happened when hope was still new, for before even leaving Eregion, a great blunder happened when under the directions of the rangers we did aid a dwarf named Funi and his son Fuzi, so they could forge several fake rings of Barahir. This would have not necessarily been as disastrous if the rangers had led Funi to one of the many forges used by players all over Eregion, but no, they had to lead him to the forges of Minas Elendur. Think of this, a dwarf, already from earlier quests showing a hunger for gold, in the very forges where the ancient elves had shaped all but one of the great rings of power. Cannot be supposed that more than a little of the treasure caches we unwittingly gathered for the forges of the Barahir rings found their way into Funi's saddlebag? And what would have been in those treasure caches? What sort of gold would the elves of Elendir just leave behind? Well, Gandalf left us a clue at the beginning of the Fellowship of the Ring. He told Bilbo that the elves of Eregion forged many rings, most being but essays in the craft, experiments to be tossed aside. And it was clear that Gandalf felt that even these lesser rings could hold strange powers, such that, at first, Bilbo's invisibility ring did not alarm him until much later. In other words, magic invisible rings were but a side product of their experiments to forge the great rings. Could the metal of those treasure chests that Funi and his son Fuzi were so interested in be leftover unforged ring metal? Where did they take this metal? They were jewelers in a land with few in need of trinkets. Metal is metal, and the gold color of the magic rings does not mean they were made from common gold. Funi may have seen the spare bits of little worth and sold them to the first user of scrap metal that he wandered across. Who could that have been? Well, we met someone else in Eregion who used scrap metal. London de Ferrier, the very blacksmith whose labor freed that maddening Erebrander's horseshoe, which so much has been speculated about. So, putting it together, dwarf took metals from the elvish ring forges, sold them to a farrier who made horseshoes out of the scrap metal, and sold them to the travel route horse masters, resulting in horses all over the map wearing, wait for it, horseshoes of power. what evil result is this only the developers of Turbine can know. But until the big reveal later in the story, we can only wait and see. But watch out for invisible magic horses, because you never know where they'll take you. Hi-ho, for now. We will meet again. Pinkie Pie promise.
That was great.
That was pretty awesome. Galanador, seriously, probably one of the most epic voicemails we've ever gotten.
Ever received, honestly.
And very well done. That was one take. I mean,
yeah, that was one voicemail he sent us. Not like we didn't get like 47 of, you know, ignore this. Let me do it again.
Yeah.
Which would be if I did it.
No kidding. Very. Cheers. Okay. So, Old Wolf of Eldar writes, "Hello, Merrick, Golden Star, and Baby Hobbit. Longtime listener here and fan of CSTM here. Love all the good work you're doing. I heard your last show and thought I'd write in a question because I haven't heard you mention this. Have you tried to use Erebrandir's horseshoe during the Yule Festival when handing in the daily quest for the bag of goodies? I mean, Sapiens revealed that the horseshoe does something during festivals, and this can be it. I've used the horseshoe myself, but actually got the best rewards, the Yeti Cloak, on a low-level alt. I've also heard the rumor that the horseshoe helps with the Yeti quest. There's an item you can eat that will either help or hinder you. Have you guys seen this or heard anything about it? Lastly, I'd like to mention that on Android, a good app for downloading and listening to your excellent podcast is CarCast. I use it all the time. It's simple and free. I mention this because on the last show, someone mentioned having problems listening to the CSTM podcast. Regards, Odawolf of Eldar."
Thanks for the Android tip. Thank you. We don't have Androids. We don't know. So it's helpful to hear stuff like that. You need to turn off your computer sound. I keep hearing the beeps from the thing. As for your questions about the Yule Festival, I did use my horse through the whole thing. I think I missed only one day, maybe two, of the festival. I did it every day. I did get the Spiral Yeti Cloak on Gold Star. I did not get a hobby horse at all. I got several Yule caps on several characters, including my low-level no horseshoe alts. The only thing I believe the horseshoe helps with was that random sack of presents that you got that would have like the Spiral Yeti cloaks and the caps and the stuff in it, and possibly the horseshoe. It's the reason I think that is because Golden Star was more likely to get like 300 marks, where my low level alts who didn't have horseshoes would more likely get 150 marks. Yeah, meh.
And you really didn't find that it made any difference. I mean, all in all, right? I mean, like, you didn't get like, oh, look, here's what I wanted every single time.
No, that's what I mean, though. The only big difference I saw was like Golden Star would more often than not get 300 marks, whereas my low level elves will get 150 marks.
Good thing you needed that, because you don't skirmish.
I know. So,
here was something I heard. What do I use medallions for?
True story.
All right, yeah, that would be armor. Oh, okay.
I really did ask that.
What armor?
I am awesome at this game.
She wasn't kidding about you, like the super secret plans, by the way, and Hidebolt armor. Like, she never would have done it if somebody hadn't asked her to.
Anyway, it probably helps with a chance to get the cosmetic items, but it doesn't guarantee, obviously, that you're going to get them. It's the only thing I can think of that it's probably going to help you with. As for the eating quest, I really don't think so. It doesn't help. He's talking about the mystery drink. Excuse me. The mystery drink could either give you a buff. No, it could either give you a debuff, which made you walk really, really slow, or it could clear all your debuffs. That's the two things. I had the horseshoe on the whole time. I didn't notice a benefit where I was getting my stuff cleared more often than getting the debuff. I think I got those pretty equally. I didn't notice a difference. I'm just saying, you know, this is unscientific. I cannot tell you. I could just have a really bad roll of the dice and a broken horseshoe. I don't know. But I honestly didn't notice a difference, and it doesn't cause things to like spawn, because I failed the eating quest a couple times because I was standing at the second table waiting for something other than pie to spawn, and my timer would run out before anything would show up. So I don't think that the horseshoe helps with that. It doesn't hurt to have it on, though. You know, what the heck? I had it on through the whole festival, but it didn't help me get a hobby horse. Nope, not at all. But I do think it did help with the sack of presents, and it helped me get a whole lot of more marks and medallions.
Yay!
Thumbs up.
Okay. All right. M. Thundir from Winfola says, "Hey there, M. Thundir from Winfola, or maybe Techie, as you may know me. I'm looking into getting a new machine on a budget, less than $800. I have my eye on a few that are nice in my price range, but I am always looking for help. I'm looking for a laptop, and this is the main one I'm looking at, and it was one, I believe, that was on Newegg. But I'm open to any and all suggestions. Thanks in advance, and Happy New Year."
Yeah, Techie. That is a link to the one in Newegg.
So I took a look at this. It's actually pretty good. Of course, you know, we, Techie and I, we conferred, and, you know, we both understand that it's going to be limited by due to price and what is available. However, it's pretty good. It really, you know, it's got a Windows 8 64-bit good. Windows 8, I've heard, is all right once you get used to it. I don't know how well Lotro works in Windows 8. I don't think it's officially supported at this moment. 6 gigabytes of RAM. The 500, I think the only thing we agreed on was, like, the hard drive has a lot of space. We wish that there was an extra bay so he could put in a solid state drive, but, you know, a lot of laptop manufacturers don't do that. So, I thought it was actually pretty good from what I've seen, and all the reviews have been pretty positive. So,
it says it's 12% off, it's $100 off right now. Is that normal? Or is that when he sent it to us?
Yeah, that's when he sent it to us. It was still that way.
I'm just like, I was going to tell him, like, dude, it's $100 off. But if he knows it already.
So, yeah, I gave this a thumbs up, and it turned out to be good because his laptop died a couple days ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so. All right. And moving on to player achievements. All right.
Let me go first.
Sure.
I did both of the things. Amarthalion. Yeah, I said that wrong. This week I went back and finished all of Volume 1. Take that, Sarah Oakheart. Then, for the first time on any character, I traveled out to the east side of Moria and into Lothlorien, only subsequently to be sent back to Moria by the elves. With only 2 more books left in Volume 2, I hope to complete that by next week. Amarthalion. I know he's a Kinney, and I know I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry. Oh, Captain of Landerville, member of the Council of Secret Fire. See, I told you he was a Kinney.
Mersplosion says, Asteros on Valya found her first sturdy steel key and got a sweet bracelet and 5 universal healing potions as a result. Finally reducing that pile of lockboxes a tad and is just an added bonus.
Felomir says, Felomir of Landerville finally got past level 20. Also joined awesome new guild and took advantage of the Mithril edition to get the horse with a decent speed.
Rabbits's Startfook says, my burglar Rabbits's just hit 85. Oh, never mind, I'm not reading this one. Move on. Kidding. I stopped leveling around level 80 EA experience disabler because I was waiting on getting a new computer and wanted to experience the rest of Rohan on full graphics. Headed into Heightbold now. Even bought the disabler.
It's gonna be okay, honey.
I know, I'm fine.
You'll probably still beat me to the hype bolt stuff. You'll
can't probably, imagine if that'll be true or not.
You probably we'll have more armor than I do.
That depends.
Good day. Donations week this week. We'd like to thank very much for the support of the show, Guy B.
And Colin B.
And Michael L.
No relation.
Yeah, Guy B and Colin B are just, you know, friends through CSTM. They're not brothers.
But they could be.
I don't know that if that's true.
All right. So how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog. It's at casualstrolltomordor.com. I'm saying it like a fairy. I'm a princess, a fairy with wings and sparkly pink hair. Now that you all have a visual, I will continue. We welcome your email to podcast at casualstrolltomordor.com. We are available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Steam. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on casualstrolltomordor.com/live. Thanks for listening. Have a super sparkly day.
Right. Thank you, everybody, for downloading, streaming, and listening. I have to take my wife to the emergency room. Tune in next week to see what happens.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.